Hello. Today we're talking about feeling stuck, and we're going to look at what's actually going on with that. Because without fail, whenever we're feeling stuck, there's an idea of ourselves as suffering in some way, feeling uncomfortable, feeling that something needs to happen in order for us to be okay. There's an idea of a reality that has to change, and there's an idea of options that should be accessible but aren't, or of ideas that we should be able to have but we somehow can't. And that whole thing looks absolutely real. It looks unquestionably how things are. And because there's no question about it, within that tableau, there's an attempt and an effort and an exhaustion and probably self-blame and self-criticism and comparison all going on, trying to find the way that the self can finally get some relief and be comfortable. And we're trying to find the way within this fixed reality that is unquestionably how it's appearing. And gosh, you know, no wonder that feeling stuck feels uncomfortable and jars with our deep knowing of who we really are, because that whole thing is about limitation. It's about impossibility and fixedness. And the only thing that can ever create an idea of fixedness and a position and an absence of possibility is thought. That's the only thing. Everything else in nature, fluid and open and infinite potential. And yet there's this thought saying, I am like this, reality is like that, these options are like this. And none of it's true. It can't be true, because this self of ours can never, ever be defined. There's no finite description ever that will convey the fullness of what we are. If we think about it, impossible. No matter what tests we do, what psychological profiling, nothing ever will convey who we are. It cannot do that. And nothing ever will convey how reality is. It cannot do that. Reality, infinite possibility, no description can ever capture it. And so all that's going on is a thought of limitation, a thought of reality being like this, a thought of what's required to be okay, a thought of different options being inaccessible, and bam, we've got a film of stuckness. That feels wrong. Of course it feels wrong, because none of it's true. But that wrongness, instead of creating the realization that none of it's true, that wrongness sends us deeper into the search within that fixed apparent reality to try and feel better. Isn't that cool? So we can start to see how that jarring feeling, that feeling of there's something off here, it can send us deeper into imagination and concepts and a made-up world, and literally a made-up world of self and other. Or that jarring discomfort is saying, whoa, there's a whole thing being believed here that isn't true. There's a whole film being lived out of limitation. when limitation is an impossibility. There's a whole film being believed of a fixed, static, unmovable reality when that is literally an impossibility. So how cool is that? So that feeling of stuck, all it's doing is saying there's a momentary belief in limitation here, and limitation can never be true. Can never be true. And so in that realization that we are never how we appear to be in thought, reality is never how it appears to be. With that realization, that whole film, that whole setup loses its grip. It just isn't as compelling anymore. It's not as believable. And as it dissolves away, what it was hiding is revealed. And what it was hiding is infinite potential, is a self which is only presence and space and awareness of these experiences, these thoughts coming in. So that's the self that we really are. That's who we are, is that space of infinite potential. We are creation, we are all possibility. And then into that space sometimes comes the thought of being stuck and limited. Isn't it interesting? And it seems to be that what happens is the more this is explored, the less compelling those films of limitation become, and the more obviously real that space of pure potential reveals itself to be. And in that space of pure potential, nothing is ever stuck, ever. Even those films of absolute limitation and stuckness are utterly transient, completely insubstantial, unfixed. They can't stay around. They don't stay around. There's nothing there ultimately. So there we go. Thank you, everyone. Lots of love.